There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. We're starting out the second hour with Brian Lundin. Brian is an old friend of ours. He is the purveyor of the New Orleans Gold Show. Corey and I are going to be down there doing radio, by the way, this year. Last week of October, we are really looking forward to going down because this show does have the best of the best in terms of speakers, a great educational forum. Brian, we were talking a little bit off mic about what happened in the gold market that took it down so significantly that fateful Sunday night a few weeks ago. A lot of people blamed it on Chinese selling, and that really wasn't the case, was it?
No, but it was cleverly done to make it seem as if it was Chinese selling, and everyone bought it hook, line, and sinker. What actually happened was that in less than a minute before the Chinese market opened, and which was literally the thinnest possible trading volume you could imagine. It was early Monday morning in China. It was Sunday evening in the West. And the Japanese markets were closed for a holiday that day. So the absolutely perfect time to act if you wanted to influence a market with as little volume as possible. But the absolute worst time to do anything where you had any desire of getting the best price for anything you were selling. So at that point, just less than a minute before the Chinese markets opened, there was a massive dump of gold futures on the COMEX. Once the Chinese market opened, there was some follow-on selling in Shanghai, but none of the major funds in China admitted, or at least they deny being involved, and say they have no idea who was involved. So it was apparently some Western fund or group of high-frequency traders that mounted an obviously orchestrated and illegal attack on the market. I say illegal because there's no way that they could have done this without exceeding the max position limits on the COMEX. So it's the kind of thing that's being done more and more frequently. This is probably the fourth or fifth time it's been done to gold and silver over the past few years. And this time they expanded it, and it was kind of an attack across the whole metal sector and commodity sector, multiplying the gains that they got out of it. But, you know, gold is the bellwether and the easiest one to manipulate because it's smaller than a lot of the other markets where these big players play.
No, Brian, I think that is the whole issue, is that we have seen these attacks in the past, and they are successful. They seem to be successful on a regular basis. And without anybody upholding some of the rules that are supposed to be inside the COMEX, then, you know what, this might keep on coming. The only thing that I think that would stop it is some more demand out of the West to make this market at least a little more bigger so that the selling would be swept up immediately, because right now with the issues that are going on in China and around the world, there don't seem to be these buyers around to keep on sopping up this paper and metal when it comes down to this lower level.
There actually has been a lot of demand. You know, the U.S. Mint had to suspend sales of its Silver Eagles, and July is very likely to be a record month for the gold American Eagles. Western demand has been tremendous. Premiums for junk silver bags, if you can get them, are at record highs. In China, according to the deliveries in the Shanghai Gold Exchange, the demand is at record levels. Right now, weekly withdrawals from the Shanghai Gold Exchange are over 60 tons a week. Anything over 50 tons a week will put it well ahead for 2015, demand for 2015, well ahead of the record levels set in 2013. So there's this kind of hidden undercurrent of demand that people don't even see or recognize. When you have dozens of tons of gold that are dropped onto a futures market in literally a matter of milliseconds, there's nobody there that's going to absorb that demand, and you can't blame investors for trying not to catch a falling knife. But, things will turn, because what happened as a result of this is that the short positions in gold are at just extreme, extreme levels. The managed money sector of the futures market, for the first time ever, is net short. And the possibility or the probability of a major short covering rally is just enormous right now. It could come at any time, and it would be explosive to the upside. The market is just primed on a structural basis for this kind of a short covering rally.
Give us an idea, if you would, Brian, in terms of a time frame. I'm assuming something like that would happen, and you feel pretty certain that it will. Time frame, what do you think, man?
Well, I think one of the potential triggers out there would be the first rate hike by the Fed, if it comes as early as September. Because I think we'll still have all this short covering fuel out there by then. Or there's a good chance it'll still be out there by then. And everyone's looking for that first rate hike as something to be dreaded for the gold market. But it's really setting up, in my mind, to be the classic, buy the rumors, sell the news type of an event, that once we get that first rate hike behind us, everyone or a large portion of the money that's been short gold all this time is going to cover those shorts and get out of them. And we really could have a very positive reaction in gold to the upside.
I think you're onto something there, Brian, because the fact of the matter is the Fed has been talking up this rate hike for quite some time now. And I believe this last week, reading a couple of reports on Bloomberg, is that traders and other officials out there are now more on board. Over 50% are saying that they do expect a rate hike coming down. And we all know that markets get ahead of the news. People speculate on what's happening. To me, it just seems like the Fed has stuck with this narrative for so long that they are going to have to try something. And I don't think that it will have the big negative effect that a lot of people say that a rate hike will have, simply because it'll be very small. And with that sort of a move and small rate hike, it will get more people, I think, interested into, maybe I need to protect myself, because, you know what, we do need to look a little deeper than what the Fed is saying. And from that aspect, gold could get a buy, which we haven't seen it have, at least on the paper market, for quite some time. But do you think this rate hike will happen this year?
I'm leaning more and more toward that. I was one of the people who thought the economy was going to weaken. We had some real signs of weakness at the end of the first quarter, and that it was very likely the Fed would not be able to raise rates this year at all. But we've had some strengthening in the economy since then. And I think the Fed really has to get this thing going, because it'll be more of a face-saving measure as much as anything else. They really have to try and regain some credibility. And I think they are aiming for September now.
Well, I think there has to be some kind of concrete proof out there, whether it's accurate or not. Something has to come across as being the gospel, for lack of better terms, that the economy really is improving, because people are starting to wonder. You're starting to hear a lot of grumbling. You're starting to hear an awful lot of what I would call very credible pundits saying we're going to have a major drop in the conventional markets measured by the Dow, the Nasdaq, the S&P, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Fed comes out, and if they say, well, we think you're wrong and we're putting our money where our mouth is, and the way that we're doing that is we're raising rates because we think the economy can handle that. I personally really don't. Now, I was with you, Brian, I have to say, regarding your comments about you felt that the economy would probably be looking like it was going south here for the, continuing into the second quarter. I really felt that was the case. And I guess the only comment I could make on that is it'll be interesting to see if we have yet another adjustment to the second quarter GDP. I mean, the cows aren't home yet. Brian, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We have a company update for you now, and it is a company that we, Alan, myself, and Doc actually have been following quite closely. In full disclosure, we are shareholders of this company. The company is NatCore Technologies. We have on the line with us Brian Lundeen, chairman, and Chuck Provini. Chuck is the president and CEO. Guys, I want to start off by talking about an equity line that you have in the works. Some people tend to think that equity lines can be a negative thing for companies in your situation. However, this is not the case with you. You're not obligated to withdraw any money. It's simply there as a backstop in case funds are needed in a short period of time. Chuck, can you start us off by explaining if I am correct and what this means for the company?
Yes, we have an institution that is committed up to $10 million that we choose when to use it or when not to. We thought we would, again, use it as a backup if and when needed, but with two important things. One, our company stock price tends to fluctuate some. So if the next time we end up with a good stock price that runs up based on some good news or some revenue, that line would be a good way for us to benefit without as much dilution as we would with a normal placement. And another thing we can use that line for is this project management, where we engage some kind of project with another laboratory or something to help us. You know, we have money that we can commit to that and not interfere with, our normal operational G&A funds.
Just to elaborate on that, we look at it as giving us the advantage of being able to carefully select our investors. We plan to continue the traditional conservative method of financing through private placements with individuals and institutions, et cetera. But this will allow us to be more selective in that process, and we're currently looking at some institutions and looking for some strategic institutions as we prepare to go to the next level as a commercial revenue-producing company.
Now, can we quickly touch on how much money the company has right now, guys, just because that is always on the forefront of investors' minds?
Right now we have a little over $1 million in the bank. Our burn rate's about $200,000 a month.
Desperation for funding is a death knell for small public companies. There's no question about that. And, I mean, I've seen it happen so many times over the past 30 years that I've been in this business. But, you know, I think the fact that you have a line of credit, that will allow you to be very selective in terms of your investors, I think is an absolutely critical environment to be in, for lack of better terms. And the reason I would say that is because you can always find investors, as Corey and I have seen over the years, but oftentimes, you know, you get people who really, really take advantage of what can at sometimes be a desperate situation. And the only people that benefit from financings like this are actually those folks themselves. The companies typically really suffer. So I commend you for what you're doing, but I'm not surprised that you're doing that, Chuck, given your background in the industry, and certainly Brian, given his background in the industry. So more power to you guys. Where do we go from here?
Well, our most recent news about this new structure of solar cells that we've developed, it's a different take on the HIT cell, H-I-T cell, that holds the record for silicon solar cell efficiency. Panasonic, through one of their laboratory specimen type of HIT cells, achieved an efficiency of 25.6%, and that's the world record. Now, we don't think we'll get there immediately, but this new cell structure that we've been able to develop is a form of HIT cell that we think has the potential to get there over the long term. Importantly, the laser processing application, the proprietary application that we're bringing to create this cell structure, is going to lower the cost of production to about the same level as the most common commercial cells that are being produced today. So we're dropping the cost very significantly, and we're increasing the efficiency or power output at the same time. Now, we hope to be able to announce in short order that we've been able to take this structure to another level, because it allows for the first time for the removal of silver from a mass-produced silicon solar cell. And that's just a huge leap forward that we're working on right now and very excited about our progress.
Now, silver is a big, big cost when it comes to producing these solar cells. So that would be a major development. And I guess my question would be to you, Chuck, how attractive would this be to current solar cell producers or current solar panel producers out there to eliminate this and integrate it into their lines?
Well, we've done a pretty elaborate cost analysis on that, and we feel as though that this eliminating the silver will be a dramatic reduction in the cost, and it'll be something that if you want to be competitive and keep your market share in the business, you'll have to be part of it, because there are a fixed number of manufacturers right now, and they fight for market share. So they have to be at the leading edge of efficiencies and cost, or else they lose market share. And then once you lose market share, that is the death spiral to them.
Following up on what you said, Corey, the cost of silver, you know, for those of us in the precious metals game, we're bemoaning how low the silver price is. But in the solar industry, silver is just a huge cost component, even at these low price levels for the metal. It's an enormous price component of a solar cell. Silver alone represents anywhere from 30 to 52% of the cost of a solar cell today. And we think that by replacing silver with a much lower cost metal like aluminum, we can immediately eliminate at least 75% of that metal cost from the cell. And again, as Chuck noted, these companies are fighting, you know, tooth and nail over just a fraction of 1% improvement in costs or efficiency. And what we think we'll be able to deliver to these companies is something that's a quantum leap forward in both areas of cost and efficiency with one fell swoop. And, you know, our feeling is that they're simply going to have to adopt our technology or they're going to have to go out of business.
Tell us a little bit about your plans, if you would, for the rest of 2015.
Well, I feel as though we've put together a timeline with milestones with respect to this cell, and also progress, you know, with efficiencies and also with the elimination of silver. We think we're on our way to doing that. We will be able to start talking to companies about what our product is, because our efficiencies will be such where it'll be more than competitive at much lesser cost. I think in the fall, our goal is to just start actually speaking with manufacturers September and October.
Okay, and don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this is not investment advice, not construed to be investment advice, and Corey and I and Doc are all shareholders in NatCor. Stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting right now on an issue not necessarily that Gary Christensen writes about every single day. Gary's more of a gold and silver guy in his newsletter, The Deviant Investor, but he has got some very interesting comments on politicians, and I'm sure that they mirror exactly what I think and probably what Corey thinks. American politicians, let me tell you an interesting story, Gary, real quick before we get started. I had an annual meeting of a company that I'm a director of this past week, and at that annual meeting, our corporate attorney asked us what I thought about what was going on in American politics, and my answer was, you know, I said, I hate to say it, but I am so disgruntled with what's going on in the United States. I'm damn near not particularly happy about what's going on in our country, and it all stems around one thing. Number one, I think politicians aren't there for the good of the country. I think they've evolved past that. They're now in it for personal gain. I mean, all you have to do is look at the gains, for example, that the Clinton family has made in their political careers, both Hillary and Bill. And by the same token, I also don't think the politicians really have any desire whatsoever to change a country that I think is going downhill. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I think I have to agree with you, and I think it's fairly obvious that why would a politician want to change a system that politicians have designed to be beneficial to politicians? I mean, to me, it's like self-evident that the system is designed to benefit politicians, place them in a position of power and as a bottleneck for the flow of money out of Washington, D.C., and then because they're a bottleneck, they are then susceptible to immense quantities of contributions and donations to them personally or to their foundations or whatever, and that places them in a position to collect large quantities of money. Why would they want to change a system like that? I mean, you know, I wouldn't vote to turn down $100 million every couple of years coming to me either, unless, of course, I had to do something I didn't want to do to get it.
And, Gary, the rich continue to provide these contributions and continue to benefit from these politicians being in power. So it is kind of like this circle where the wealthy help out the powerful and then the powerful help out the wealthy, which isn't exactly how it's supposed to be, is it?
Well, no, but, you know, there's been a number of studies done where it shows that, you know, a dollar of contribution to politicians returns anywhere from 100 to 1,000 times that return in terms of money back from the government. And, you know, if you get 100 to 1 or even 1,000 to 1 return on your money, that's a very, very good investment. It's better than putting your money in a certificate of deposit at a bank. You know, put your money in politicians because it's a far better return. It works really well, and it works really well for the wealthy because they can buy off politicians relatively cheaply given the quantities of money involved today.
Is it ever going to change? That's a million-dollar question. You know, people ask me that all the time, and I have to say that I think given the demographics that of our country, and I got to tell you, I want to say one thing. I really still believe that America is a great environment, provides a great environment to live in. I still believe that people can, to a very large extent, do anything they want to improve themselves living in our country. But I have to say, it ain't the country that it was when I was a kid growing up. It ain't the country that it was when I was an undergraduate at the University of Washington. And it ain't the country that it was when I was a graduate student at the University of Puget Sound. We have evolved into, I think, a situation that is very, very sad. You're on
well,
that. Now you know how I feel.
Okay, I totally agree. Well, let me just give you my five rules, the cockroach rules, okay? And that'll just put it, my version of it on. If a politician's making an important announcement regarding money, the budget, deficits, gold, or financial risk, he's almost assuredly lying. Number two, if a politician is issuing a denial regarding something important, it's probably true. Number three, if you know that most important political pronouncements are lies, then you can guess much of the truth and invest accordingly. Four, gold and silver are enemies of responsible banking, politicians, fiat money, central banking, and borrow and spend politics. Politicians often lie about the value and importance of gold, and consequently it's wise to own gold stored in a secure location. And cockroach rule number five, in our heavily politicized world of 2015, politicians, like cockroaches, are practically everywhere, including central banks, all governments, very large financial institutions, and the military. Now, that sounds to me like a different version of the same thing you just said. It's not the same world we grew up in, and it's not really the world that we would prefer, and it's certainly not the world the Constitution provides for.
Do you think that this is going to change anytime, and we are going to get back to that world?
No, but I'm a cynic. Sorry about that. No, I think that there's a tremendous feedback loop that works in the society that keeps the status quo in power and is very effective at keeping the status quo in power, and that it will take some massive reset that will cause a tremendous amount of pain and trauma to practically everyone to make a significant change in the system. So I think it's unlikely that we'll have much of a change to get back to that.
Well, let me tell you what I'm doing. I feel personally there are a couple of things that I can do. Number one, I can live my life, you know, so that I am happy most of the time, if not all of the time, and I'm doing that. I believe that I can make a contribution. I think everybody needs to attempt to make a contribution. I believe that I can make a contribution by doing what I'm doing right now, vis-a-vis the radio waves and certainly the internet, and you can certainly do the same thing with your newsletter. And I would also say, going on to one other thing, and that is, I think in order to protect myself financially, because, I mean, Lord knows that's an important consideration, particularly in my stage of life and my wife's stage of life, you know, and I'm doing it, I think, very effectively by, number one, staying on top of what's happening around, you know, around the world, from an economic standpoint, and certainly from a political standpoint, the conclusion that I have come to is I am thoroughly diversified. When I say thoroughly diversified, I mean we're talking a little bit of real estate, we're talking a certain amount of precious metals, and we're talking about being diversified in the stock market. I invest because of what we talk about on this show. Of course, we invest in resource companies and small. I guess what Corey and I would define as microcap companies in other industries. But I also haven't shunned necessarily the conventional markets. I think you have to be diversified because if one area falls, whatever, you know, another area is not going to fall. And that has proven to be true for me, Gary, for the past, I don't know, as long as I've been doing this, which is quite a while. How about you, Corey? Final thought or any thoughts, man?
Well, I think that there are opportunities out there to make money in the markets. And I think that, unfortunately, as discouraging as politics can be, it's important to pay attention to, but it's important to not let it run your life or ruin your life either, because the country still is doing, I think, fairly well. I know many people out there will disagree with me, but the water keeps on running, the power keeps on turning on, so things are okay here, and hey, if the markets fall, there are still other areas where you can make money, and it is always good to be protected on at least one side of the trade to preserve some of your wealth.
Gary, you're a very interesting guy. You just retired from a very successful career as a CFO of a major school district in Alaska. What drew you to this business, man?
Well, what drew me to the business was just that I believe that I have something to say. I have a math and science background, so I have an ability to do analysis. And I have a strong belief in hard assets, and I wanted to tell people about it. And I figured the quickest way to tell people about it is to get on the Internet and post articles that people want to read. And hopefully I'm doing that.
I think you are doing quite a good job of that, Gary. I enjoy reading over your articles and chatting with you, and that's why we continue to bring you on the show. I hope everyone enjoyed what Gary had to say, and we are going to be right back chatting with Glenn Downs regarding, well, more politics in the U.S.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ow! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water.
and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. On a political bent, you know, I mean, how can you talk about anything in politics at least for a couple of days after that fantastic Republican debate that happened on Fox on Thursday night? Having said that, you know, I was reading a number of articles, Glenn, in the Wall Street Journal, a number of op-eds there. I take the Wall Street Journal op-eds fairly seriously because I know this slanted. But at least I know they're not as badly slanted, for example, as some, in my opinion, as some are in the New York Times. Having said that, I started to think, you know, some of the stuff that Mrs. Clinton is talking about really does make a lot of sense. And who knows, maybe I was wrong about her. And, you know, I thought, you know, with her comments about the capital gains taxes being reduced if you held on to your investments a little bit longer, et cetera, et cetera. Stuff like that made sense to me. She was kind of hinting around, as I recall, about a totally different system for taxation on the federal level, almost to approach a flat tax. And then, lo and behold, right when I started to think that, well, maybe this woman is okay, I got a missive from Lou Rockwell at the Mises Institute that was written by Andrew Napolitano. And, you know, this missive basically stated, and these are not the judge's words, but my words, that the woman ought to be in jail. How can she be running for president? Any comments on that?
Well, Big Al and Corey, it's an amazing thing. The hold that the Clintons have over some members of the media and the establishment writ large, and it's always been a head-scratcher to me. My real exposure to them goes back 20-plus years ago when Mr. Clinton was president and I was working in the U.S. Senate and was involved in the very first round of the Whitewater investigations. I worked for a U.S. senator who's willing to go and poke into some holes and crevices and cracks that others weren't willing to go into. And as such, we had a lot of documents and other information figuratively thrown over the transom. And so I had a lot of raw FBI reports, raw DEA reports that dealt with Mr. Clinton, people around him, Bill Clinton's brother, and about Hillary Clinton and about her work there at the Rose Law Firm. And you remember the famous Madison Guarantee Savings and Loan and the so-called Whitewater Development, which ended up becoming a catch-all term for this whole tangled web of lies and intrigue and the like. And, you know, not knowing specifically that Judge Napolitano was referring to in his article, let's just take, go way back 20 plus years ago, when she was working, and she was the First Lady of Arkansas, working at the Rose Law Firm. She wrote letters to the regulator of the Arkansas Savings and Loans, who, by the way, was appointed by her husband, Bill Clinton. And the regulator was on the verge of closing down Madison Guaranty Savings and Loans being insolvent. And she appealed as Madison Guaranty's lawyer to the regulator, who was appointed by her husband, not to close it. Ultimately, it was closed. The fact that it was closed much later than would otherwise have been the case cost the FDIC and thus the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars in that one case alone. And then there was the entire web of fraud and whatnot surrounding the Whitewater development. And then you had her cattle futures trading, all sorts of things. This is going back 25, 30 years ago. Go forward to the time that she, the secret files, and she was a member before Obamacare, there was Hillary Care. All those files were secret. We have now today the FBI's got an ongoing criminal investigation of sorts about her email practices when she was Secretary of State. And if anybody else did this, you remember we had General Petraeus had a private email system where he was sending classified documents and love letters to his paramour. Hillary Clinton did something similar to that. And Petraeus got sentenced to jail time, and Hillary Clinton, it's no harm, no foul. It seems to me that the media has gone out of its way not to report these bad things about Hillary Clinton. And then when you have political rivals like, say, Bernie Sanders, we heard you just talking about Donald Trump and the GOP debate, the kinds of crowds that Trump's been getting out on the stop. Well, a Hillary Clinton rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, who is a full-on admitted socialist, has been drawing Trump-like crowds as he's been out on the hustings. He's got 10,000-11,000 people at some of these rallies, but they do not report it. They're just simply not reported. Trump gets reported. Sanders doesn't get reported. And I think it's because if Sanders started getting reported, not that he's any great perfect candidate by any means, but it would weaken Hillary. And we don't want to do anything to weaken Hillary. So I think, to go back to your original question, I think that Judge Napolitano was really onto something there.
It seems crazy to me, Glenn, to have all these essentially skeletons in the closet that Hillary does and some pretty, I think, severe legal issues that could come down the line if anyone decided to actually go after her. Why she would decide to run, or why even a party would get behind her, because we do know how ugly these presidential races can get. It seems like if she continues down this road, she's opening herself, her party, and even the U.S. up into some, I guess, pretty negative news flow that could be coming out here.
I got to interject one thing here, Glenn. Is Bill Clinton so powerful, and is Hillary Clinton so powerful that they can stop any of those actions from ever actually occurring? And if they are, that's terrifying.
Well, it's very discomforting. And we have, obviously, there are incredible news reports of what could be potentially a, it looks as if it's a quid pro quo. Have foreign governments have given a foreign interest, gave money to the Clinton Foundation, and then you would see the State Department taking action that benefited foreign interest immediately afterwards. And so it looked as if it was a quid pro quo dealing with her actions as Secretary of State and the contributions that have been made to the Clinton Foundation, which appears mostly to be a slush fund for the Clinton and the Clinton families. But when you have George Stephanopoulos, who was the anchor man on ABC News, give money to the Clinton Foundation, and then George Stephanopoulos critically interviewing the author of a book who was calling out the Clintons on their Clinton Foundation operation, these are the watchdogs. So then you're counting on the politicians in the Republican political class to take on Hillary, but they don't do it because it's a club. This is turning into an awfully clubby business. And I think that's what some of the Trump effect is all about. People say, hey, he's not part of that club. And he's willing to call people out on things that seem painfully obvious to voters around the country, but which people in Washington and the political classes just don't want to touch.
Do you think that somebody or the general public can overcome the, I guess, influence and persuasion that the media has right now to elect a politician or a president that doesn't fall into their realm?
Well, that's what I think part of the Trump phenomenon has been about, to an extent. The Bernie Sanders phenomenon has been about. Reform, I don't think, is going to come from inside the system. I've certainly seen enough of that where you end up having a few waves of reformers get elected, or would-be reformers get elected, and they get to Washington, and a bunch of them get co-opted. And then the citizens throw up their hands and say, gosh, it doesn't matter who we elect. They get to Washington, and nothing changes. So there needs to be some mass uprising from the voters. I'm not suggesting anything armed or anything, but an uprising for the voters, and some unconventional people are going to need to get elected. I think Rand Paul would qualify as somebody who is he's inside the system, but boy, he's right on the edges of being a real outsider too. So if somebody like that could manage to get themselves elected, overcoming the inertia that comes from the good old boy, good old girl system taking care of itself, we might really have some change. But if we just have, Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton, I don't think anybody can rationally expect any kind of material change from this election.
But, I think you've really got a point there. I think it's going to take somebody way out of left field in order to do something like that. Having said that, it's going to be interesting to see how the next couple of years for this election plays out, I guess is all I can say. Million-dollar question, as always, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think?
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.